Command number 105. Teach the nations to obey what I have commanded. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19-20. The Great Commission of Jesus in Matthew 28 is surely one of the most well-known, important, and yet misunderstood and misapplied passages in the Bible. Much of this confusion stems from the parallel passage in Mark 16:15-18. But are these four verses actually Mark's version of the Great Commission? Biblical scholars say no. Based on almost irrefutable evidence, liberal scholars, conservative scholars, and everyone in between recognize that the final 12 verses, 9 through 20 of Mark from the King James and earlier editions of the Bible, were not written by Mark at all, but were added later. None of the most ancient Greek manuscripts include these verses. Most contemporary editions of the Bible, therefore, now include them in a footnote, rather than in the text of Mark's Gospel, for the simple reason that they were not part of Mark's Gospel. It doesn't take a Greek scholar to see the tonal difference of these verses. Here is Jesus speaking about people being damned, King James Version, if they don't believe, about signs and wonders, about picking up snakes and speaking in tongues and drinking poison without effect. All things Jesus never emphasized. The later addition to editorialize spiritualizations, something Mark never did, is also obvious in verses 14 and 19. The entire passage simply does not ring true. The greatest damage this counterfeit commission has done through the years comes from verses 15 and 16. We have Jesus' command reduced to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The dreadful implication is that people can be brought to Christ by preaching. This is followed by the equally dreadful implication that what is often a superficial observance, baptism, results in people being saved, and that unbelievers are damned. The whole thing has led to a terrible miscarriage of Jesus' actual final instructions to his followers. As a result, preaching has been viewed as the primary means by which the gospel is communicated. Belief has been hijacked to convey an intellectual agreement to a set of ideas conveyed by preaching. Mass baptisms of entire races and nations have been conducted to get people saved, all on the erroneous implications of these two verses. Preaching and conversions have thus been almost the sole focus of Christian evangelism. But it is all wrong. Preaching and conversion are not the focus Jesus intended to convey. How different is his true commission? He did not command his disciples to preach or make converts at all. He commanded them to teach obedience. Nothing more, nothing less. He urged the making of disciples, not converts. His words are as plain as can be. Make disciples, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. The evangelism of the Great Commission is the commands, these commands. We are to take the commands into all the world and teach people to become disciples by doing them. Nowhere are we commanded to make converts. Nowhere are we commanded to take people to church. Nowhere are we commanded to persuade people to accept the ideas of Christianity. We are to do the commands and to teach others to do them by our own example and thus to become disciples of Jesus. No evangelism will succeed in making disciples other than the example of our own courageous, sacrificial, humble, steady, cheerful, enduring obedience. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons, second series, The Truth in Jesus. He instructs his messengers to go and baptize all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Tell me it is faith he requires, And is not faith the highest act of the human mind? But faith in what? Faith in what he is, in what he says. A faith which can have no existence except in obedience. A faith which is obedience. To do what he wishes is to put forth faith in him. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to teach the nations to obey what he has commanded. Make of me a true evangelist, one who teaches, encourages, and examples life lived according to the commands of Jesus. Thus, Heavenly Father, by my obedience to the Great Commission, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.